Labors of Love. An informative look at modern-day evangelization, featuring the ministries and work of the Catholic Church in South Texas. Stay with us and learn of the Church's many services and benefits with your host, Margaret Alleria, Director of Evangelization and Catechesis for the Diocese of Corpus Christi, as she explores the Catholic faith with her many guests and their labors of love.
Welcome to Labors of Love, where we bring the labors of love from the Diocese of Corpus Christi straight to you. I'm your host, Margaret Alleria, and I'm here with my guest, Adam Cole, who is the Director of Young Adult and Campus Ministry for the Diocese of Corpus Christi. How are you, Adam?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Margaret.
This is the second time we're bringing you on board, and I really just love your energy and passion for the ministry that you do. So thanks again for being with us. This segment, though, we're going to focus on young adult ministry because I understand you have great plans ahead.
Yeah, it's been a great year. Actually, all of our campus ministries at our college campuses have grown, so I'm really happy about that. But there's been a growing interest in young adult ministry as well, which is dealing with young professionals in the 18 to 35 age range. I was actually looking online yesterday on Facebook, and there's over 100 members now. So I'm excited about that growing interest. Some upcoming events that we have specifically for young adults, a monthly meeting that we have is called Theology on Tap. And we're going through Father Robert Barron's Catholicism Project, which is a great faith formation series, and it's been excellent so far. And
I do hear that one is very well embraced.
Yes, it's been going really well. And then we also have a weekly gathering where it's a Bible study. We've been going through the Great Adventure Bible Study, and that's a great introduction to the Scriptures. It takes you through an overview of salvation history. So that's been going well. And I'm most excited about, I just got news about this, we have a young adult retreat coming up this summer, July 6th and 7th. And it's called the Hearts on Fire Retreat. There's a group of Jesuits that go around the country and they do these Hearts on Fire retreats. And we're fortunate to be one of the places that they selected because of the growing interest in young adults in this area. And so that's July 6th and 7th. And what it is it's basically helping you to deepen your prayer life, specifically to learn tools to help you discern the Lord's leading in just your everyday life, not just with your vocation, but just to grow in closer to communion with the Lord. And so I'm very, very pleased to have them in our diocese.
Adam, let me ask you, you spoke about the retreat Hearts on Fire and developing the prayer lives of young adults, but let's tell the audience, and why is it so important for our young adults to be ministered to? What are some of the things they're going through that where they would need a good foundation in their faith lives?
Right. So, well, the young adult ministry is kind of like a bridge between youth ministry and the work that we do in adult faith formation. And in your 18 to 35 age range, you're dealing with a lot of major life decisions and major life transitions. So one of those decisions that we're discerning is our vocation, which is basically, you know, how is it that God has created me to serve Him and to grow in love and grow in holiness? So whether I'm being called to the marriage vocation or the priestly vocation or maybe a religious brother or sister, or currently we're all in the single vocation. You know, everybody is familiar with the single vocation, but we have to discern, is that something that He wants me to be in that single vocation forever? Or is He calling me to another vocation? And so that's what a lot of young adults are going through. And then there's just all the career choices and the, you know, other different choices that you're making.
And not to mention
choices
the
if you're on campus and things like that. So
we have our vocation, we have our career choices, not to mention the peer pressure that's involved in all of those decision-making times, which I'm sure a lot of young adults are experiencing. But you spoke about vocation, and I know that's a very important part of your ministry. You mentioned the single life. People don't necessarily need to be married or enter the priesthood or become a sister or brother. They can glorify God by living a single life.
Right, yeah. We're all called to holiness no matter what state in life we're in. And, you know, I always tell the college students that I work with, I'm now in the marriage vocation. I've been married for 1 year.
But, congratulations.
But, you know, life happens and, you know, spouses pass away and all of a sudden you're back into the single vocation. We have to all be all right with the single vocation because we're all in that at some point in our life. Some of us longer than others. And some of us are called to the consecrated single life, you know, a permanent state in life, single life. But, you know, that's something that we need to discern.
So in young adult ministry, the reason, or one of the main reasons why we need to have a solid faith formation is because we're discerning our vocation. And amidst that time, we're also looking at, what do I want to do for the rest of my life career-wise? But not only that, we do have the pressures in relationships. We have the pressures in just experimenting based on whatever the culture gives us to experiment on. And there's a lot of challenges. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of people have questions that are dealing with, you know, what is my purpose in life and, you know, what is my mission and all of this. And those are really good questions, but all of that flows from your identity. You know, who are you? And so that's why I'm always challenging college students and young adults to really reflect on who are you, you know, at the core of your being. And until we come into relationship with Christ and realize that we are beloved sons and daughters of Him, we must receive His love first before we can answer the questions of, well, how am I called to share His love? You see? So it actually starts with developing your identity in Christ. And so that's what we do a lot of work on.
And there is an innate desire in everyone to long for holiness and to find the divine, to find out who their creator is. There's that innate design in all of us, and it's written in our hearts to want to know who created us, who we came from.
You're right. And, you know, until we find the answer to that question, our hearts are restless. You know, as St. Augustine says, our hearts are restless until they finally find rest in Him.
And they're searching. They're searching. Yeah. So then young adult ministry is providing opportunities during this search. For example, the retreats that you offer, you mentioned that there's theology on tap. So not only are you bringing people in a social environment, but there's a spiritual piece to that as well.
Right. So it's not just connecting people to Christ. It's also connecting people to His church, right? And also to the mission of Christ, which is the Great Commission to go make disciples of all nations. But that's not something that we're called to do alone. Right. This is growing in love implies others. Right. So we're trying to connect young adults to a peer community as well. And we can go through these life transitions together and support one another through that process.
There's something that I really didn't learn about when I was studying, and that's called relational ministry, where we minister with each other and to each other, and not just, we're not an island unto ourselves. So is that the type of ministry that you're trying to embrace?
Yeah, that's
relational
exactly right.
Ministry.
Yep. That's right.
Okay, wonderful. So you have different young adult hubs in the diocese, is that correct, where you're trying to establish different places for the young adults to gather at the moment?
Sure. Well, each of our campus ministries are also dealing with young adults in those areas. So we have a campus ministry in Beeville, Coastal Bend College. We have a campus ministry in Del Mar College, which is in Corpus Christi, Texas A&M Corpus Christi. And then Texas A&M Kingsville. But then in addition to those main hubs, we're looking for parishes that have a lot of young adult interest that would want to have a young adult ministry just in their own parish. And so far, the cathedral downtown in Corpus Christi has expressed interest, and that group is going really well. And so looking for other parishes that would be of interest to that.
You know, Adam, I'm so happy that you're involved in this ministry, because what I've experienced is that I was heavily involved in youth ministry, and the next thing you know, I graduated, and then there was no bridge, as you mentioned, into young adult life and young adult ministry in the parish. So guess what I had to do? I was thoroughly involved in adult ministry, and everyone else was 30 to 40 to 50 years older than me. They had children my age. I mean, I really got along well with my peers, but there was, I'm sure, some disconnects because I was facing things that they've already faced. So they would be great mentors, but they wouldn't necessarily be with me on this journey. So I'm really glad, again, that you've embraced this ministry and you're dedicating your time to young adult ministry. So since I shared some personal experiences, what was your experience in young adult ministry when you were going through that? I mean, both of us are still young adults, but what were some of the things that you participated in, or was there a lack of young adult ministry in your parish?
Well, a lot of people don't know this about me. I actually was working as a non-denominational pastor.
Okay.
And so we were we called ourselves the emergent church. Okay, there was kind of like the emergent church movement when we really were planting what we called churches, you know, non-denominational churches, ecclesial communions, if you want to be specific. But
words I'm not too familiar with, but I'm learning. Yeah. It's okay.
But we were targeting 18 to 35 year olds on purpose. Yes, yes. Because we knew that we wanted a peer community that was going through similar things, similar stages in life. So in some ways, I was kind of already involved with young adult ministry in that sense. Now, coming back and then into the Catholic Church, I saw there was definitely a need for young adult and campus ministry. And so that's kind of why I gravitated towards that naturally, because that was already what I was kind of involved in non-Catholic circles. So,
you know, Adam, I'm glad and thank you for mentioning that personal tidbit about your life, because those are some of the life experiences that young adults are going through. People that come back to the Catholic Church and are involved in the RCIA process. And then if we talk about relational ministry, it's usually that personal invitation that someone gives to someone else to bring them into the church or back into the church. So thank you again for sharing. We're going to take a quick break. Stay with us on Labors of Love.
This is Labors of Love.
Pre-Cana is a one-day marriage preparation seminar for engaged couples and couples married civilly for less than 1 year. The seminar is designed to inform couples of the spiritual and practical aspects of a Catholic marriage and how to build a lifelong relationship, with emphasis on church teachings, the value of human life, the indissolubility of marriage, and the theology of the sacrament of matrimony. Pre-Cana seminars are scheduled each month through December 8th at Corpus Christi Cathedral, St. Joseph's Hall, 505 North Upper Broadway. For specific dates and more information, call the Diocese of Corpus Christi Family Life Office, 361-882-6191.
Thank you for being with us on Labors of Love. Again, I'm with my guest, Adam Cole, who is the Director of Young Adult and Campus Ministry for the Diocese of Corpus Christi. Before our break, Adam, we talked about vocations, we talked about career choices, transitions for the typical young adult, and the variety of activities that you're doing, such as Theology on Tap, Hearts on Fire, which is a retreat for young adults. But if people wanted to get more involved, if young adults wanted to inquire about starting a group in their parish, what would be the process? Where could they get more information?
All right. Well, everything is listed on our website, which is www.yacm.org. And YACM just simply stands for Young Adult and Campus Ministry. So,
pretty easy to remember.
Pretty easy to remember, but everything is listed there. And, you know, you can contact me through the website as well. So, I mean, all of that is there. And then our upcoming events are there, and you can join us on Facebook. So it's kind of a nice spot to start.
So then if I click like, I'm going to start looking at everything that you have to offer. And would I just attend these events, attend Theology on Tap on my own, just show up at the location?
There's no need to register or anything like that.
No pre-registrations?
Nope, just come. Now, with the retreat, there is going to be a registration process.
Okay.
And that'll be up in the next, you know, few weeks. But the rest is just coming as you are.
Now, speaking of all of these activities, what would, if I were a young adult and I wanted to inquire about these activities and maybe even participate in them, remind me again, what am I hoping to get out of this? Why am I attending these events? Why is it important to go to them? Basically, I'm trying to convince those that are on the fence about getting involved and saying that it's necessary. So how would you convince a young adult to entertain these activities?
Mm-hmm. Well, because you're going through so many different life transitions as a young adult, you don't want to go through that time alone. Discernment doesn't happen alone either.
Or overnight.
You do need a peer community. And sometimes in your parish, there might not be a lot of other young adults there. Or they might be in different stages of life. And so we're trying to provide an environment or kind of facilitate a culture, a young adult culture, that you can easily meet other young professionals in a similar state of life and receive that support and encouragement. These are all people who want to deepen their relationship with Christ. They want to live in communion with His church. They want to be actively involved in the mission of Christ. And so to be around others who have a similar desire, a similar passion, it keeps you on fire for the Lord. It's kind of like I've heard an example of coals. When coals stay together, they stay hot. And then if you take a coal and you put it away from the pile of coals, it cools down pretty fast, you know. And I think we've all experienced that when we're out of communion and out of a peer support group like that, we don't have the encouragement that we really do need to, you know, spur us on towards love and good deeds.
So when we fall, it's going to be even that much harder to get up if we don't have that person extending their hand and saying, I'm here walking with you.
Right. Yeah. We weren't created to do the walk alone.
Alone. You know? That reminds me of that footprints poem where you have in the sand where you're looking back and you see one pair of footprints and Jesus says, it was then that I was carrying you during those hard times. And you're providing a safe, productive, friendly environment for peers to assist each other in these transitions. Now, it's not a therapy group or anything like that, but it's just a way to build relationships and to walk on that journey together.
Yeah, and you know, whenever you're going through major life, you know, struggles or trials, there's a tendency to think like, I'm the only one going through this, you know? And if you don't have others who are going through something similar or can at least talk to you about that, it could be a very lonely road, you know? And it doesn't have to be, you know, so that's why we're trying to facilitate community.
You know, Adam, this reminds me of what you said earlier, and that was about identity. And when we're in elementary school or in high school, our parents are there guiding us, reminding us of what our identity is, leading us to where we need to be led. But when we get out of the household, we're on our own now. And guess what? Not only are we really struggling to find out our identity because our parents are not there reminding us, but we're getting bombarded with what the culture says our identity is. So what I'm getting at is we look at the media. We look at our social websites and our social media, social communications, and they're giving us a picture of who we are, and they're telling us what our identity should be. But now you're providing this environment that's reminding us of what our true identity is, and that's as a son or daughter of Christ. Mm-hmm. So can you speak to how we get out of our household and now we are on our own in the sense that we don't have our parents and that initial support system in that community, and we really need to find one?
Right. Well, you know, our identity is that, like you said, we're beloved sons and daughters of God. Our purpose and our mission, though, are, you know, the great commandment, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love others as I have loved you. And so how do you grow in love if you're not in relationships with others, right? Love implies others. And so all of these vocations that are basically roads to holiness or a path to grow in love, it all involves relationships. You know, if you're in the marriage vocation, you're obviously in relationship. If you are called to the priesthood, you're in relationship with parishioners. If you're called to a religious community, you're once again in community. And even if you are in a single vocation, you're still called to community. You know what I'm saying?
I know many single people that minister to so many other people. And sometimes I feel that they are single, even though they're out there actively looking for spouses, but they are single because there's so many other people that need them at that moment in life, and God has provided these people to assist us in our journey. And He does have a plan for them, and if it's to get married and find a spouse, and that's their vocation, so be it. It's just taking a little more time as they assist all these other people in their journey. You spoke about love, and that reminds me of service. And yes, our vocation is our way of glorifying God, but would you also add that in our vocations and out of love and loving one another, there's that aspect of service?
Absolutely, yeah. We're all called to sacrificial love, and, you know, the way of the master. We're no different than him, and he had a servant leadership. You know, Jesus had a servant leadership, so that lays down his life for his bride, the church. And so we're called to a similar you called it the footsteps of Jesus. You know, that's what we're called to pick up our cross and follow right in the way of our master. So,
and help one another pick up their cross. And,
absolutely.
And then serve one another, because it's through that service that we're able to exhibit that love and that charity, mm-hmm. and loving God and loving our neighbor as we love ourselves. Adam, if there's anything that you would tell a young adult in order for them to really get involved, what would be some keywords that they need to consider? What would be that phrase that you would say so that they can jump on the bandwagon and get involved in young adult ministry?
Don't get caught up with, well, how do I get involved? Just start. You know, like a couple of days ago, we had a coffee and jazz mixer at Hester's Cafe. And all these new faces, you know, every time I go to an event, whether it's a Bible study, a theology on tap, a retreat, or just a young adult social, always new faces. And it's not like you have to commit to everything. Just come. Come as you are and go from there. So, and visit our website. Check us out, www.yacm.org.
And come as you are. Thank you so much, Adam, for joining us, and may God bless you in your ministry.
Thanks, Margaret.
This is Labors of Love, the ministries and evangelization of the Diocese of Corpus Christi. If you have questions or perhaps a comment about today's program, why not send us email? Address your email to labors@klux.org. Or by U.S. mail, 1200 Lantana, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78407. And now, with this week's sacred moment, here is Deacon Stephen Nolte.
Remember a time when you stood up too quickly and felt dizzy? Or maybe a time when your hands or feet fell asleep, that sensation of numbness or pins and needles? And then let's not forget those times when something seemed to hurt in your bones and your mother told you it was just growing pains. As we age, we might forget these moments, but other, newer expressions of change come to us through our bodies. Expressions like aching joints or stiff muscles, graying or thinning hair, or facial wrinkles that tell our story. With the passage of the years, we begin to forget even these moments of discovery. We might wake up one day and suddenly realize that we are old or getting older and wonder at the shortness of life. This can happen to us at any age, from our teen years through our 80s, and when it does, we usually stop and reflect on how much or how little we have accomplished in life. This in turn may lead to new dreams and visions, grand memories, or great regret. As our dreams and visions become distant memories, or perhaps regret, we begin to think of it as a problem. We often try to console ourselves by thinking that life has dealt us a different hand of cards than the one we had hoped for or planned for ourselves. Regardless of how we see it, it is good to recall our past, but only for the purpose of always allowing it to point forward to where we are going, to that end where we encounter eternity and God. When we hold on to the past, we dwell on lost opportunities or focus on regret. We fail to see life, with all of its struggles and joys, as a gift from God, who wants nothing more than for us to share in His eternal life. That is what we should be concerned about, not the past or what has been or might have been. Our Lord tells us not to store up earthly treasures that decay. Rather, He tells us, where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. If we treasure eternal life with God, then our greatest desire and passion should be directed toward that treasure. Our memories and experiences should all remind us of this great longing. Everything we do should be directed by this desire, keeping our eyes set firmly on the goal. Jesus also tells us, "Stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come." Stay awake, stay alert, and be aware of where you are and what is happening around you. If we do this, we'll be ready to embrace the opportunities God gives us to encounter Him in our everyday moments and in our encounters with others. Are you awake? Where is your heart? May God illuminate your heart to see your life in light of your eternal destiny, and may your labors of love be led by your desire to spend eternity with God. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on Labors of Love. I'd like to thank my guest, Adam Cole, Director of Young Adult and Campus Ministry for the Diocese of Corpus Christi. If you would like more information about young adult opportunities, please visit their website at www.yacm.org. Thanks again for joining us on Labors of Love.
You've been listening to Labors of Love with Margaret Alleria. Online MP3s of this program are available on the CCN server. Browse to podcasts.goccn.net. Scroll down and select the Labors of Love category. Be with us next week at this same time for another edition of Labors of Love. Labors of Love is a production of the Department of Evangelization, Diocese of Corpus Christi, and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.